John Green. John Green, 12/26/75. 47-year-old gentleman comes into it with multiple issues and problems. Number one, he's out of his blood pressure medication. So his blood pressure has been quite elevated. Number two, he didn't pass the physical because his blood pressure was high at work. Number three, he has a history of sleep apnea. His test was done by Blackstone, and the results were sent to Dr. Stokes earlier this year. I've actually diagnosed him with it back in September, but the test was actually done earlier this year. Gabby, right with you, sir. And he does have moderate sleep apnea. We had a long discussion about our treatment options. He is a drinker. He drinks alcohol pretty frequently. He says he used to drink a lot more. I can smell the alcohol in his breath today. I'm concerned about that because his liver appears slightly sclerotic. I'm getting liver function tests on him and hepatitis profile, period. There's no evidence of ascites on the ultrasound that I looked at today. He also has issues with ED and would like some medication for that, most likely related to liver disease as well as the low testosterone, sleep apnea, and hypertension, period. New paragraph, he works for a company that does all the security for the federal buildings. He works for the ICE, I-C-E building here in Conroe, Texas, and that's where he did his physical, and his blood pressure was elevated, but that's because he was out of his medication, period. So noncompliance is another issue that we need to consider here as well. Allergy, no drug allergy, social, he does smoke, he does drink. He says pack a day, but he drinks more. He is still working on a regular basis. His blood pressure was elevated because he wasn't taking his medication. Then medical surgery, tonsillectomy, adenectomy, tonsils and adenoids, medical problems, prediabetes, liver disease, insomnia, hypertension, cardiomegaly, RVH, sleep apnea. Medication includes trazodone on a PRN basis. He's off his Prozac, metoprolol 25, succinate, ER once a day, amdenifidipine 60 milligram once a day, period. Let's see, his sleep apnea test shows the moderate sleep apnea. We talked about CPAP and the Bongo, B-O-N-G-O, sleep apnea device, and he's chosen to proceed with it at this time. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy needs to be done at age 50. There's no family history of colon cancer. Family history is positive for diabetes, hypertension, coronary disease, and possible prostate cancer. I don't have any recent blood tests reviewed, but he just gave blood, and we will call the patient with the results. Hang on 1 second for me, please. On exam, he's alert, he's awake. He's 244 pounds. Looking, he weighed 238 last year. 98%, 98.1, 60, 91, 138 over 90 today. Heart pulses, one pulse was 2, lungs, few bronchi. Positive was 2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen distended, neck shows positive, no JVD, skin shows no rise, lower extremity shows a trace edema. Assessment number 1, hypertension, number 2, noncompliance, number 3, sleep apnea, number 4, start him on his Bongo, B-O-N-G-O, sleep device, number 5, refill medication, number 6, check blood work, number 7, check liver function test, especially number 8, abnormal liver findings on the ultrasound, next number, we talked about alcohol and stop drinking. He's not interested in cutting back. He says he used to drink a lot more, and he's drinking beer now only. I told him that beer can also cause just as much liver disease than anything else. Next number is BPH. Next number is ED. Next number is he does have mild carotid stenosis. Next number is RVH. For reasons mentioned above, next time is lower extremity edema, trace related to sleep apnea most likely. Next time is rule out thyroid issues and testosterone issues. Next number, he's taking his nifedipine at night to cut down on his pedal edema. Next number is PVD noted. Next number, worsening echocardiogram from last year's worsening echocardiogram was discussed with patients, so he would continue with his medication. Next number, he might need to see a hepatologist. Next number is I'm going to get a liver function test as well as a hepatitis profile today. Next number, he's going to come back next month to go over the sleep study and the sleep treatment and see how he's doing. Next number's overall prognosis is not very great unless Mr. Green is willing to make some changes as far as drinking, smoking, using, and taking his medications on a regular basis, taking care of his sleep apnea, and what appears to be liver failure, early liver failure. We'll see what the results show as well. Again, discuss with patient regarding use of alcohol. Thank you.